And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
It turns the brains into guacamole.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, but before we get to today's theme, I want to remind you to take the poll that's up on my website, brainstormingonline.com. I ask a real simple yes or no question. The question of the week is, will the California primary be important in determining the GOP presidential candidate in 2012? And the answer could be yes, it will be important in deciding it, or no, it will already have been decided by then. Cast your vote up on my website, brainstormingonline.com, and you can see the results immediately. I'll announce the overall results on Thursday's show. You'll find the poll up on my website, brainstormingonline.com. That's brainstorming, S-T-O-R-M-I-N, online.com. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is business success. Each of my guests is describing their path to success and will offer lessons we can all learn. My next guest is president of Wilshire Finance Partners. He'll explain the newest trend in California real estate investing, trust deeds. And if you have questions or if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Kevin DeMeritt is a prominent member of the top hard asset experts in the United States. Kevin is heard every week on some of the nation's top talk shows, including Rush Limbaugh and George Nuri's Coast to Coast, touting the exceptional promise of hard assets, which are investments that you can actually live in or hold as opposed to more common paper concepts such as stocks, bonds, and funds. In 1987, Kevin has consistently demonstrated an exceptional ability to anticipate demographic and financial trends and help investors profit from them. He's the author of the book Bulls, the Bears, and the Bust, a guide to understand the economic cycles, trends, debt, and diversification strategies. When it comes to hard assets most familiar to most Americans, that's real estate, Kevin established Keith Holdings back in 2002, a privately held real estate investment company focusing on income-producing rental properties. Since its inception, the company has never lost money in any given year. Joining us from Southern California, hi, Kevin. How are you doing today?
Great, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for being our guest. And most investors are pretty frightened by real estate investing, especially here in California, Las Vegas, Phoenix, Florida, places like that. Uncertainty over the housing market really prevents investors from jumping back into real estate. Now, you're a proponent of real estate investing with a twist. You believe in real estate trust deeds. So take us through this from the beginning. What is a trust deed? And why does trust deed offer a higher rate of return than owning actual real estate?
Well, that's a good question. And so to answer the first question, what is a trust deed? A trust deed is in some ways like a mortgage. It's a legal document used to pledge real property as collateral to secure a loan. So a person who would like to borrow money against a property would pledge title to that property in trust to secure the repayment of the loan. So how that would work would be that if you would like to come to me for a loan, you had a property worth $400,000, I would loan you a maximum of $260,000 on that property, or 65% of its current market value, and you would give title to a third party to hold in trust while you repay that loan. If you don't repay, then I'm going to take your property, put you into foreclosure, and I get your property for $260,000.
Okay.
So it's a conservative way for investors to get into the real estate market, and Wilshire Finance Partners, we generate about 8 to 10% returns for our investors. So most of our borrowers are people out looking to purchase real estate. They need a loan very quickly. Obviously, the banks aren't lending on a very quick basis. So we lend them the money in a short period of time. 9 months, 12 months, 15 months is our longer-term loan at this particular point. So they're short-term loans to get the investor their properties that they're looking to purchase. They have good opportunities with those properties, either for cash flow or turning them around and selling them on the market. They pay us a higher rate of return to get that short-term loan, and then they go take out either by flipping the property and selling it, or by getting traditional financing at their lower rate. So we're bridge financing at 65% of the property's value. It gives a nice conservative cushion for the investor that if the real estate market continues to fall, it could fall down to 35% before our investors would lose a dime of their principal.
All right. Well, that's a very good proposition, Kevin. Let's talk about this. 8 or 10% return is very attractive in this market where CDs are 1%, and who knows what you'll get in stocks and bonds these days. But it's also axiomatic that the higher the risk, the higher the rate of return. So what are the risks of investing in trust deeds to get that 8 to 10% return that you talk about?
Well, the biggest risk is going to be the value of the property. So when you make that loan, you want to get a current appraisal on the property to make sure that the value is really there. So what we do, Wilshire Finance Partners, is we underwrite the area that we're going to be lending in. So if it's Ventura County, we're going to underwrite the zip code or the area within that segment of the market.
Okay.
And once we figure out that the area is a good area, it has good or decent employment in these days, that there's not one industry that really controls that area. It could be a military base or something like that, that if it went out of business, your property values are going to fall. Or it's a building that maybe is a big box from, an Osh or a different hardware store, where it would be too difficult to sell the property on the market in a short period of time. Once we take out those risks of market valuation, the risk of an employer that's too large in one area, devaluing real estate, then we can make a loan in that area. So your biggest risk is the fluctuation in value on the piece of property. But you have to remember, we're only lending 65% of the value. The borrower still has to come up with 35% to purchase that piece of property.
That makes sense. So you minimize your risk that way. So walk me through this, if you will, Kevin. My guest is Kevin DeMeritt, and we've got a building here in town. It was a former Kmart. It is, and for the purposes of our discussion, it's now empty, and nobody owns it right now. In Ventura County, we've got three major employers. The government is number one. We do have a naval base, Port Hueneme and Port Magoo. That is number two. And the medical profession, the two hospitals, are number three. So we have a fairly diversified base there. No one company is going to put us out of business. We've also got Amgen down the road in Ventura County, which is a large employer as well. So we have a fairly diversified base. If I wanted to buy that building that was the former Kmart building, which is now sitting empty, walk me through the process. Let's say it's a $1 million property, just to make the math easy. You'll lend me 65% of that, so $650,000. I've got to come up with the other $350,000. How does it work?
Well, that's a good question. On that piece of property, if it does not have a lease in it, I'm going to lower the loan to value on that. So the investor is going to have to come up with more than 35%. I probably, on that particular piece of property, I'm not going to go more than 40 to possibly 50% of its value, because the building is not generating any cash flow. Now, if you came to me and said, look, I have someone that's ready to lease this out, I'm going to buy this building, I'm going to do some tenant improvements, and I have the person that has, a signed letter of intent to come into that building, then I'm more apt to lend a little bit more on it. But if it's just a big box building sitting there, it's been sitting there for a little while, and you're just trying to figure out what to do with it, I'm probably going to shrink the loan to value because I don't want my investor at risk on that piece of property. So if it's worth $1 million, maybe I lend $500,000.
Gotcha. All right. My guest is Kevin DeMeritt. He's talking about the newest trends in California real estate. So what are the real estate investors that you typically hold the trust deeds with? What are they investing in today?
Well, right now we're getting, we'll talk about Ventura County a little bit, because you have most of your activity in Ventura County is actually coming from investors. It's not coming from actual home buyers. So the investors are showing up at the courthouse steps. They're purchasing properties that are either, gone through the foreclosure process and now at the courthouse steps. And they're trying to purchase the property for one of two reasons: to put a renter in it if they think it can cash flow at a decent rate, or they believe the property's undervalued, they can put some improvements into it and then turn around and sell it. Right now, those are the majority of our business, and we like them for one good reason. Number one, most of the real estate investors we work with have been doing this for quite some time, so they understand the market. They understand the market is still declining, so they're probably going to pay a wholesale price, we call it, at the courthouse steps, meaning they're going to be under the market value by about 10 to 15% when they purchase. So if I loan them 65% of their purchase price, my loan-to-value is actually lower than 65% when we typically go do our appraisal on that property. Secondly, they are going to put some improvements into the property, which is increasing the value on that property. So now my collateral is increasing while I'm holding that loan. And thirdly, they have a good exit strategy, and that's a real key with this kind of investing. You want to make sure that that person has the credibility or the credit to go out and get a traditional loan and take out your loan, or that the property is so undervalued that he has a great shot of turning around, flipping it, making money, and then coming back to you for more. So those right now are our sweet spot as far as the type of loans that we're going after. And those loans are typically anywhere from $150,000 all the way up to about $700,000. Those are the range we like to keep in at this particular point because those have the most liquidity in the market.
All right. My guest is Kevin DeMeritt. Now, I'm going to give you a couple of rapid-fire questions here, Kevin. First of all, do your borrowers have to be in California or can they be located anywhere in the world?
They can be located anywhere in the world. We only work in California. We want to work in our back door so we can go kick the tires when we want to look at the property.
All right, so you try to keep it local. And you mentioned homes. That's the area of focus. What about things like apartment buildings, commercial real estate, industrial real estate, even self-storage units? That used to be very hot 3 or 4 years ago. Are you investing in those areas?
Yeah, we are. The three that we're sticking to right now are single-family residents, non-owner occupied, so they're all for investment purposes, the apartment buildings, and we'll do some industrial in certain areas, but those are the three that we like to stick with at this particular point.
All right, fair enough. Now, how much money does one need to start investing or take advantage of trust deed investing?
Well, our minimum is $50,000 to $100,000. So you can start with $50,000. We can fractionalize the note and get a few investors in on the note, so that you can get diversified, or if you don't have the money just to purchase the entire note itself, we can fractionalize it a little bit. We like to have three or maximum four investors on one note. So in that case, we could go up to a $200,000 note with four investors at $50,000.
All right, well, that makes sense. Now, do you have to pay a load or a commission when you invest?
No, there are no loads or commissions. And the way we make our money, just so people can understand why there's no commission, is the borrower pays us a fee to make that loan. And the unique thing about Wilshire Finance Partners is that we use our own money to make the loan, get all the paperwork correct so that the investor can look at the property, look at the loan documents, look at the appraisal, and make sure that that's the type of loan that he would like to have, he or she would like to have in their portfolio to generate those returns.
All right. Now, to help me with this, Kevin, if I invest in a 401k or something like that, there's a penalty if I withdraw my investment. Is there a penalty if I withdraw my investment from you?
No. There is not a penalty. There's a maturity on the loan. So if the loan is a 12-month loan or a 7-month loan, you typically want to be able to hold your money for that period. Now, with Wilshire Finance Partners, we will try to find a person to take you out of your loan if you need the money, and that's happened a few times, and we've been able to do it within 30 days. So we can't guarantee that we can get you out before the maturity of the loan, but we've been able to do that very consistently for our investors.
My guest is Kevin DeMeritt. We're talking about trust deeds. Kevin, is Wilshire Finance Partners regulated?
Yes, we are regulated by the Department of Real Estate.
All right, so you are regulated. That is great. Now, very intriguing. If people want to learn more about you, learn more about Wilshire Finance Partners, where would they go on the internet to learn more?
Well, they can go to WilshireFinancePartners.com or WilshireFP.com, and they can find us there and request any information that they'd like.
Any information that's like that. Okay, that is great. Kevin, thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
You bet, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Take care.